How's it, Rolene? How are you doing?
How's it, Paige? Good and you? Chag Sameach for second night Hanukkah.
Yes, Chag Sameach to you as well. And lots of stuff going on in Israel, including some news that has just come through. What's been going on?
Well, breaking news as of this afternoon is that Shin Bet, our security forces, unfoiled a plan that Hamas were planning to, or from the north part of the West Bank today, were planning to infiltrate Israel to kidnap a civilian and take them hostage. Thank goodness for our very, very awake and very, very informed and on-the-ground intelligence forces that have managed to foil this plan, and the suspects have been arrested. Coupled with that, we have heard from Mahmoud Abbas, who has made quite a sweeping statement of his own today, saying that as of now, as of Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as capital of Israel, the U.S. no longer has a role to play in negotiating peace in the Middle East. And we know from talking yesterday that the Palestinians will be snubbing. They will not be meeting with Vice President Mike Pence, who is in Israel. He is here not only to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and address the Knesset, or rather speak to the Israeli people from our parliament, from the Knesset, which is in our capital, Jerusalem, but he will also be meeting with Christian leaders to highlight the plight of Christians in the Middle East.
And while they're dealing with Hamas in the West Bank, I see that the Israeli Air Force is also bombing Hamas targets in response to rocket fire from Gaza.
Well, we have sadly had more, as I call it, more sirens, more Tzeva Adom coming from the Gaza Strip into Israel. And we heard from one of our generals, Yoav Mordechai, who said that they will feel the wrath of the Air Force should they continue to fire rockets into civilian Israel, which they have done. And in response to that, the Israeli Air Force has bombed several targets in the Gaza Strip. 2 nights ago, we had sirens as rockets were fired towards the town of Ashkelon. This is reaching far deeper into Israel than what they normally do, which is the Sderot and surrounding areas. This was a little bit further into Israel. And as is our sovereign right, we will defend ourselves against incoming rockets and projectiles.
And on a slightly more positive front, we did cover this story before, but it looks like it's going the other way. Bahraini people, NGO, have come to Israel recently, and now Israeli business leaders are to travel to Bahrain.
Well, isn't this incredible? I mean, we have seen a warming of relations from several of the Gulf states over the course of the last couple of months, and one of which has been the Kingdom of Bahrain. And we spoke the other day about a delegation that had been in the country. No government representatives, more NGOs, more leadership in the country as per the King of Bahrain's promise that he will allow his citizens of his kingdom free reign to travel to Israel. And we now seem to have that reciprocated by a delegation of Israeli business leaders who will be flying to the kingdom in the Gulf states to meet with business leaders there and possibly to start bilateral relations or trade agreements. So it's a very, very positive move. And we have seen over the last year relations between Israel and many African countries, as well as Latin America, the Gulf states, really warming up. So I think despite the brouhaha or the tension around President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem last week, and having said that, he did not say that the Palestinians couldn't have a capital in East Jerusalem. He just said Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He stated the obvious. He was actually quite clever in how he worded it, but I think it has been taken very, very out of context or taken with a knee-jerk reaction by many around the world, and unfortunately it has also blown the lid off some latent anti-Semitism that has been lurking under the surface.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, in terms of that, Netanyahu has been speaking to Prime Minister Macron of France, and he says that he's willing to make concessions within a peace plan that Trump might bring to the table.
Well, if you read a lot of the pundits who do seem to understand President Trump and the dynamics in the Middle East, a lot of them have said that, if anything, Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital is very positive for both Palestinians and Israelis. You know, very often people seem to react rather than understand or look at things from a macro level. And, you know, before Israel has had to make concession after concession after concession, and we haven't gotten anywhere as far as negotiations are concerned. Now there is something firmly put in place, something that we have to negotiate around, and the Palestinians have to negotiate around that too. If they fail to do so, they fail to miss yet another opportunity to negotiate peace and to negotiate a state for themselves. And in his meeting with French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron, Netanyahu said, we are prepared to make concessions. We don't know exactly what will be outlined in Trump's peace plan, which he will unveil in the coming months, but we are prepared to make concessions within that framework. So it looks like we are in for interesting times, Benji, and it keeps you and I, who have to cover these issues on radio, it keeps us in business.
Rather too busy, if you ask me. Now, yesterday in South Africa, we had a big demonstration to the union buildings against slavery. We actually had the Africa Diaspora Forum on yesterday to talk about the issue. But I see that Amnesty International has hit out at the European Union, saying that they are complicit in the Libyan trade, slave trade. Tell us about that.
Well, Amnesty International, in their report released, or their statement released in the last 2 days, have accused the European Union of turning a blind eye to the African slave trade that is happening in Libya. You know, unfortunately, when Israel sneezes or something happens here, it seems to make front pages across the world, and there's demonstrations and everybody takes to the streets. First of all, I find it extremely heartening that people demonstrated outside the African Union building to make their dismay and disenchantment at the Libyan slave trade known. And I think that's something that South Africans can be really proud of. What I am dismayed at is that we do not see these same demonstrations happening around the world. Slavery, we hope, was abolished over 200 years ago. And this absolute crime against humanity cannot be allowed to happen again in 2017. And the concern by Amnesty International and I think ourselves, Benji, is that nothing has been done on the part of the European Union to condemn it or to stop it happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It will be interesting to see where the EU goes on that. Rolene Marks, we'll be back with you tomorrow on the Israel Report.
See you tomorrow, same time, same place, and Chag Sameach.